Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Darcy Fluick, and this is the evening news. Nice weather, but cold. And for a good reason, with a powerful descent of polar air which has fallen across Europe. Frost and snowfall have made their way back from Russia to the Balkans and Germany. The cool air has even made it to France, with morning temperatures averaging around 4 degrees in most of the country, a temperature which is accented by strong winds, blowing in gusts up to 90 kilometers per hour. But rest assured, starting Saturday, spring will be back over most of the country. Last rounds and the finishing line in sight. There are only 4 days until the first round of the presidential elections and the candidates continue their campaigns, with visits for Jean-Luc Mélenchon and François Fillon, and large public meetings for Emmanuel Macron, Marine Le Pen and Benoît Hamon. Campaign movements that are now taking place under high security as attack plans were foiled and 2 suspects arrested yesterday in Marseille. Now to the investigation of the foiled attack. We learned today that one of the 2 men arrested in Marseille yesterday had links with a jihadist cell in Belgium. The federal prosecutor confirmed that Clément Beurre, age 23, was due to be interviewed, meaning he would have been questioned before the courts. In the case of the coffee traffic, according to the Dauphiné Libéré, 12 people are currently in custody. Among them are 6 dockyard custom officers from Le Havre and Rouen, as well as senior officials from the National Directorate of Intelligence and Customs Investigations. The events date back to July 2015, with the discovery of 43 tons of coffee in a warehouse in the Val d'Oise. €800,000 in cash were also seized. A customs officer related to the case had already committed suicide last January. It's a yes for early elections in the United Kingdom. The British Parliament approved Prime Minister Theresa May's call for legislative elections 3 years before the scheduled date. The election date has been fixed for June 8th. Rugby player Thierry Dussautoir has announced his retirement. The emblematic player for the Stade Toulousain has decided to put an end to his professional career 1 year after already resigning from international competition. And in football news, Monaco will receive Borussia Dortmund at 8:45 p.m. as quarterfinal action returns to the Champions League. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Darcy Fluick for English Waves.